Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, that means God's peace be upon you. The peace that only God provides is one of the terms we want to use when you hear the word assalamu alaikum. For those of you who have not heard that word before, we are wishing the peace to be upon you. The peace that only God provides to us. So we want to make sure that we greet you in the best of modes in this new year. And we want to thank you for joining us today at IWDM Radio. This is the science of health and you. My name is Rashid Salam. I am your host and your engineer for tonight's show. And we have a really, really big show for you tonight. So we want you to sit back and relax a little bit. And for those of you who have moved on for the first time, please pick up the telephone and call a neighbor or friend during this brief monologue that I'm giving. Let them know that you're about to hear something that you never heard before. Information that could change your life. If you love your neighbors, you love yourself. If you love your brothers, you love yourself. Or your sisters, you love yourself. This is the opportunity for you to begin to share pertinent information that could be a life and death situation for you, a life and death situation for your children, your neighbors, and your relatives. And we want you to take this seriously. What we're talking about tonight, And we want you to understand that we are here every single Tuesday from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, providing you with a source of information to participate in our interactive lab to discuss a full array of self-care initiatives that will make your life different. We focus on the American School of Symptometry. You'll hear us talk about symptometry, what it means, and you'll hear information that you never heard before. So we're going to make this real simple today. We're going to make this real simple from the rest of this year. We're going to start with talking about those things that benefit us. We want you to push one on your phone because this is your show. We want you to ask questions about anything, any situation that you find yourself in, whether it's with you health-wise, whether it's with your family members, whether it's with your neighbor, somebody you know has a problem. And you'll get the solutions today if you have a problem, if you know someone who does have a problem. So pick up the telephone. We're going to have a fireside chat. We're going to open up this new year with a fireside chat. And we want to talk to you about what it is that we need to do to sustain our lives, what it is that we need to do to make our lives better, what it is that we need to do to get a better mental health approach to the decisions that we make, because we know for a fact, if we look throughout our community, look out the world, people are making bad decisions about their health. People's mental conditions have definitely changed, and we don't want to say what's wrong with people. We want to say what happened to them. And you're going to get those answers today on what's really happening to the thinking process of our young people, the thinking process of who we are. If we intend to provide our children with good, healthy information, we have to know something. And I think my good friend Mark Shaheed said, let what's known lead you to the unknown. And today, we're going to lead you to the unknown because we think we know. We think we live in a world that has provided us with the proper information, the proper education for us to be in a state of mind where we can really think we think properly. Unfortunately, we know there's been a scheme in this country for hundreds of years on making sure and ensuring that we as a people do not have pertinent information that guides us through our lives in a healthy situation. So we invite you to our interactive lab. And as I said before, call someone on the telephone, three-way someone, text someone while you have this opportunity before we get deep into what we're going to discuss. And this program is designed to provide you with a holistic and scientific approach to optimal health. And what we use is the School of Symptometry, some of the methodologies that they provide us with, some of the education and the information they provide us with, for us to do our own research. We're not here to try to tell you anything. We're here to share and provide information and education. And any of us who have heard something that we have not heard before, we should always think about doing the research, looking into the matter. If it makes common sense to you, it's probably proper. And we know in this day and time, common sense is no longer common. So we have to ensure that we make sure that we get the information that we need. So we want to start off today's show and welcome you once again. This is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. Those of you who are on the internet, and you may want to ask a question. If you're on the internet, you can't ask any questions. So what we want to provide for you is a phone number to text your question, and I'll be able to ask that question to the speaker. Or if you want to make a comment, please, you know, feel free to use that text to do so. That number is 650-669-0458. Once again, 650-669-0458. And you can text any information or any comment that you want as our guest speaker. Or if you want to make a comment, please feel free to do so. Tonight's show is basically designed to provide you with what you need to solve the problems when it comes to your health. We know our thinking process has a lot to do with how we feel or how we make decisions. So we want to share with you. We're going to start at the top and go down. We're going to devote these next 11 months to providing you with what you need to have optimal health. We're going to talk about the 200 cell types that our body consists of. We want to talk about 11 systems that allow our bodies to do what they need to do, and a host of other educational information. This entomology is the field of therapeutics that focus solely on the well-being of the living cells. We're going to talk about you. You are 75 to 100 trillion cells. So why shouldn't that be our focus? If you go to the doctor or any medical profession or nutrition, they're not going to ever talk to you about your cell chemistry, your cell makeup, the biology of you as a cell. They're not even going to talk about how to nourish your cell, how to sanitize your blood to have regular cell maintenance. This is so important. This is ultra important that we understand these particular treatments, these particular opportunities that make our lives better so you can live comfortably with your life and understand that you can't have optimal health no matter what's going on in your life. We often say here that all these diseases that we have in this country, all these problems that we have when it comes to our blood, all these things that they keep telling us that they prescribe prescriptions for us to function, to live by, and we don't have a clue on what they're talking about. All we do is walk away, as I always say, with a right piece of paper and a prescription to take this, take that. They never discuss with us the side effects of these particular problems. We just take what the doctor says, and I'm not going to use my favorite word, but we're going to take what the doctor says, and we live by that. We're dying from cancer. We're dying from kidney diseases, liver problems. Our spleen is dysfunctional. Our colon is no longer what we call in pH balance. Our organs, our tissues, our capillaries, our muscles, our veins, our nerves, our arteries are full of plaque. So what does that mean to you? I'm just bringing this up because I want you to take a personal assessment of yourself tonight, take a personal assessment of what we're trying to accomplish tonight, and know that you're about to enter into, I'm not going to call it the twilight zone, but it's going to be a new dimension that you've never been in before. So sit back, tighten up your seatbelt, and get ready for a ride, because this ride is going to be about you. It's going to be about what makes you work, how you function, what you're all about, how your body does what it's supposed to do. And we all know that 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we walk around with this magnificent machine, this beautiful biology that's been created by our source creator, who's been given to us, been trusted to us to do the best with it that we can based on our knowledge, based on the information that you get, and to make this body work in a manner that's supposed to work. And it's so important because we have to share this information with our children. You know, the human body is a biological machine and made up of many, many different body systems that we have no clue on how it works. And so we're here today and every Tuesday to provide you with some of those clues, some of that information that can make your life better. And that's why we're here. So I want you to get your pen and your pad, get it out, take a few minutes, get you a sip of water, and whatever you're going to drink, we hope it's good water. And we'll talk about that tonight as well. But we want you to understand where we are and where you are. So the name of the game tonight is personal assessment. Personal assessment. We want you to take a look into the mirror. We want you to look at your life, look at your body, look at your condition, look at who you are, where you are. What is it that you want to do? What is it you want to accomplish? We have to take an assessment on where we are. Are we happy with where we are? Are we happy with our body function? Are we happy with our condition that we have? Are we really, really happy with what it is that we walk around with 24/7? Are you happy? Are you angry? Are you incorrigible? Are you in grief? Are you worrying? Do you believe everything you hear from the TV, the information that you get in this country, the misinformation, the disinformation? Or are you just happy with the way life is? If you're not, you find yourself tonight in the right place. You're here to learn about you. And for those of you who just got on the line, this is the Science of Healthy You. I am Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. And we're going to talk about a lot of facts. We're going to make this real simple and easy for you to understand. But more importantly, I want you to make sure that you raise your hand as soon as you possibly can if anything triggers you, any questions that you may have, and don't allow ourselves to sit back and let anything interfere with your ability to reason, your ability to perceive. It's difficult. In the country that we live in today, it is so difficult. And we want you to understand the basic formulation, the basic mindset that we have to be successful in this 2023. As Mark, he says, set yourself free in 2023. So mentally, we're going to focus in on that tonight. We're going to talk about those things that allow us to think, how our body thinks, how our body functions, what you take in, and how it affects your thinking process. These are important situations. Why our behavior is the way it is. Why some of our traits have become habits, and some of our habits become patterns, and how these patterns have become the drivers that focus in on your personality and your character. Who are you? What are you? How are you? We want to come face-to-face with ourselves, and this is what this show is all about. You know, we want to make an assessment on what we look at, how we trace what we look at, how we erase what we find out, and how do we replace it with the right information. And you're at the right place today on the Science of Healthy You to know how to replace the situation and circumstance that you find yourself in and how you can begin to change your what I call dietary law. And I hate the word dietary law because the word D-I-E is the first three letters. And once again, my good friend tells me about what the word diet means. And why I'm going to mention this to you, but it's about mental disposition. You know, before you put anything in your mouth, before you drink anything, you want to ask yourself is, do I eat that? That's the word diet. If you're not conscious that what you put in your mouth before you put it in your mouth, we have some issues that we're going to have to deal with because that's the concept. This is what's wrong. What we put in our mouths, whether it be drink, food, or whatever it may be, it has a lot to do with your ability to function. It has a lot to do with your ability to think. And we know good and well we live in a society currently where people are not thinking. They're acting out on emotions. So somebody has basically hijacked our emotional disposition, hijack the way we think, and they have imposed on us what they want us to know. We have emotional blackmail that's taking place in our country where a style of manipulation, a manipulation where someone uses your feelings as a way to control your behavior, persuade you to see things their way. This is called psychological abuse, and it's damaging to those who participate in that concept. So we want to make sure that we lay this foundation so you can evolve. And we're going to provide you with penetrating truth, truth that you may not like. You may not want to hear it. So the way a person walks and talks and thinks and behaves is an acquired circumstance or situation. How are you thinking right now? Have we really paid attention and we've done that assessment on ourselves that we're going to have to do? And that's what I want you to focus in on tonight, assessing you. When you see someone in your family, make an assessment whether you should share that with them or not. If you hear someone talking about some things, share it with them so you make sure that they can get the information that you're going to get tonight so you can press up on them what's necessary to make sure that you get a good understanding of how to function. We want to retrofit tonight. We want to do some retrofitting. We want to rethink. This is the new year. We want to rethink ourselves, think outside the box. No. Let's not think outside the box. Let's create a new box. That box is you. That's why we have to do this assessment. It's so important that we use our intelligence to know that the energy that we have to put into ourselves is something that we're going to have to put into our families, something we're going to have to share with our children. And those of you who are on the line who know me, my focus is on children. My children my grandchildren, and those children that come after that. If I'm not knowledgeable on how to be healthy, how do I intend to tell my child how to be healthy? So that demise of who we are as human beings, the way we think and how we function, how we act, the ability to take in information and process it in a way that's beneficial to you is what we should be thinking about. That's what I mean by assessing. You know, our developing our own personal health plan. You heard me talk about this before. Well, how do you develop a personal health plan when you don't know how to assess anything, and how you don't know how to take the information that you're getting over the line or on your research to be able to put it in a package, to put it in a scientific methodology? How do we eat? How many times do you eat? Have you charted out your meal? So those of us who don't plan are doomed to fail. So we want to plan our lives in a way that we can begin to make scientific decisions, knowing that whatever material we use to be who we are is the material we need to do what we need to do. So I'm going to lay this foundation real quick, and we're going to get to our guest speaker. Yeah, I want you to look at your mind as being like soil. And the words that come into your mind like seeds. Seeds need to be processed. So what are you putting in your mind? Amen. What information is fertilizing your soil? Because that information will come in all forms. So if that seed is not treated properly, has not received the proper nutrition that it needs, the proper education, the proper research that's required for you to make that seed turn into what it's supposed to turn into, so these words that I'm talking about that's fertilizing your brain, what are they? Are they producing results? We got to ask ourselves these questions. And sometimes these questions are hard. If we can come to this one conclusion while we're on this line, that it's okay not to know. None of us are well. None of us could probably tell you what it feels like to feel good. What does it feel like to feel good? When you get up in the morning, your back hurts, your knee hurts, your elbow hurts, your fingers hurt, your toes hurt, you're lethargic. Foggy mind, there's a reason for all that. It has to do with some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. So this emotional blackmail, this hijacking of our thinking process, we're going to discuss that. We want to make sure that we provide you with this biology about you, who you are, what you are, holistic and educational information that can make your life better. I want to read a couple things here before we get started. I want to always share with you that what we're talking to you about is not coming from my mouth. It's coming from scientific research, years and years of experience in researching what is required to give us the proper information we need. We know we're not giving through Medi-Cal. We know that's not happening. We know it's not happening. We know when we go see our doctor, when he take our blood, when he do all the things that we go through on an annual basis, he's not telling us everything we need to know because he's not even discussing with you who you are. You are 200 cell types, 75 to 100 trillion cells, and how do they work? So are you prescribing a prescription for me to affect my cell or to destroy my body? These are the questions we need to ask. Don't let a doctor tell you something. And we're not talking about doctors. We're not here trying to be medical professions. We're here to provide alternative education and information for you to make decisions about your life. So I'm going to read two things to you real quick before I bring my guest speaker on. I want you to understand the importance of personal health. I want you to understand that we, in our assessment and our plan, we got to have a wellness toolbox. Well, what is our wellness toolbox? The psychology and information that you put in your brain so you can pull it out and use it when it's time to make a decision. We have to have our own personal wellness toolbox. So when we get triggered or something happened to us, we can go to the toolbox in our brains, oh, I remember talking about this, or I remember hearing this, and pull out of that to make sure your personal health plan continues to do what's absolutely essential and necessary for you to make a scientific decision. We have a newfound science that's ours that comes through this great African-American mind, this this mindset that has never been used in the world today. We have an opportunity as African-American people in this country to lead the world to health care because we have the information. We have the social psychology. We have the research. So we need to put this in our wellness toolbox, ladies and gentlemen, develop our own personal life plan so we can begin to assess where we are and where we like to go and come up with our own law, our own personal health plan on how we intend to be better than we were in 2022. So real quickly, I want to read something to you that's historical, something that most of us probably don't know about. That information is this. Public Law 290, I want you to hear me, Public Law 290 was a, excuse me, Senate Document 264. This is a document that was created in 1936, and this document says that we have so much poison in our land, in our soil, that it cannot produce healthy plants. If the soil is sick, if the soil is unhealthy, it can only produce a sick plant. Now, we know we eat plants, and we know our animals eat plants. So if you have sick soil, you have sick plants. You have sick plants, you have sick animals. If you have sick animals, you have sick people. In this document, you can pull it up anytime you want to. It's called Senate Document 264. It's been in existence since 1936. Ladies and gentlemen, hear what I'm saying to you. The author said, if we don't quit putting their herbicides and pesticides into the soil, our people will be dying from things that they have never, ever heard of before. Now, take 50 years. Add in 1936. We talk about 1986. All of a sudden, popping up all over our communities, kidney machines, you know, weird kidney dialysis. We have cancer that's running rampant. We have all these particular diseases that we had never heard of before from, you know, diabetes, cancer, the nervous system being affected, people's inability to think and process information. We have violence in the thinking process. People are so aggressive because they are not functioning right because guess what? There are no nutrients in the food that they eat. Then they turn right around and tell us that they already have approved GMO seeds. They've already have approved synthetic foods. And they're telling you that your body cannot even process this stuff properly. But yet they turn it right around and sell it to you anyway. So who's wrong or who's misguided? Is it them or is it us? Because they're definitely sharing the information with us. We can't say the information is not available. I'm not talking from the top of my head. I'm telling you what people have who are passing these laws and this legislation to produce food that's no longer valuable to your body. No nutrients in it. Why? Because the soil is sick. And the plants that we eat, they're sick. And the animals who eat the plants, they're sick. So we can understand why sick people exist in our country today, why our nervous system, our muscular system, our respiratory system, our skeletal system, our circulatory system, our reproductive system, our lymphatic system has now been affected by the food because they had no nutrients in the food to do what they need to do to provide this human body, this biological machine, with the proper nutrients that they need to function. One more statement I want to make to you. Oh, man, I tell you, it's just so much we want to share. We only have 2 hours to do it, so bear with us because we want to get into this mental health problem that we are experiencing right now. This mental health problem. Why aren't we thinking in the manner which we should be thinking? What does fear, what does anxiety, what does grief, what does stress, what does worry, what does traumatic experiences we've had in our lives over the 400 years that we've been here, how does it affect our system and our thinking, our ability to think? Does it affect our immune system? What does it affect when you worry yourself to death? What is the effect when fear hits you? What about the adverse childhood experiences that we all have experienced in life that we have never, ever addressed? This is a war on the human mind, and we have to be able to take care of this. So I want to bring to you a subject matter. I want you to press 1 on your telephone right now, because if I have not touched or triggered you, then we know one problem we do have. Our inability to think and process information, because you know what? I can't shut up when it comes to this stuff. I'm concerned about my children. I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about people I know who have conditions and circumstances that I do know for a fact that based on my research and my education and my understanding, I've been able to grasp some of the issues surrounding what's wrong with us, or shall I say, what happened to us. It has to do with food, and we're not gonna harp on the food today as much as we think. We're going to talk about understanding mental health, because if you're not thinking right, your body is not functioning right. If we're still taking in these sick plants, eating these sick animals, guess what? There are going to be a lot of sick people walking around, and they have given us all this information. So I'll close with these remarks, historical remarks again. Remarks that the schemers, the medical schemers, the economic schemers, the social schemers, the political schemers, the educational schemers, they have been scheming to ensure and make sure that they stay in power over you. As I said before, our brains and our mind and our social abilities, our thinking process have been hijacked, and we have to accept this. We find ourselves in such an ugly state of affairs in this country as a group of people, so we want to address this today. 1832, there was a book called out on the rehabilitation of the African-American male. And a senator stood up in front of all the other senators during that time. We know we didn't have African-American people in Senate at that time, so they were talking to themselves. They were talking about this person that was called a slave. He said, we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. And he said that one more time. These people sitting here in 1832 planning out what's happening right now today, they have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge, intelligence can enter the slave's mind. If they can extinguish just one part of them that we can't figure out, we will be safe, and they will be like beasts of the field. Community, blowing each other's brains out, fighting like crazy. Look at us. All I'm trying to make you do is just take a deep, deep look in the mirror. Look at yourself. We begin to assess what's wrong with us and guide us through these problems that we're having today. And I want to thank you for allowing me to say what I have to say, but I hope I set the stage. I hope I set the standards. I hope I set the foundation for a worthy conversation. So those of you who have been triggered, those of you who may have a question, those of you who may have a condition or circumstance, or know someone else who does, press 1 on your phone. Or press your phone or take your phone and call somebody else. Because if you think you've heard this before, then I understand why you won't press 1. If you think you heard this before, I understand why you won't call somebody up, because this is relevant, because you already know this. Quite frankly, you don't have to worry about these things because you got it like that. It's okay. But share with us what you do that you have it like that. Share with us what's happening with you where you're not worried about anything. You're able to execute the things that you need to do. Your understanding is intact. Your knowledge base is intact. We're not here to beat down anybody. We're just here to share and educate. We're not trying to make you feel bad, but we are going through a social system currently, and trauma is packing, running, just rushing through our communities and our own personal lives. So what's the strategy that you have to defeat this, whatever we want to call it, this war that we're in mentally? However you want to compose it, however you want to put it in your thought process, however you want to use it as an information, that you can transform your thinking process. What is that provision that you have for your vision? What is it? Share it with us tonight. If you have a modicum of intelligence that you can show us tonight, we ask that you do that. We ask that you come to the table, help us be able to continue to help ourselves. So with that, I'm going to bring to the mic tonight our guest speaker, and we're going to focus on the human. We're going to focus in on what makes it work, how it works, and what we need to do to make sure and ensure that our thinking process is intact. Are we thinking like a human being? Are we thinking like a mammal? What are we thinking like? It's all right to ask yourself this question, because I did. It's okay not to know, but I didn't. But once I heard the information that I need, I began the process of looking into how to be a better person, how to make changes in my life. And that's all we're talking about today. We're going to talk about, as I said before, how to assess yourself, how to make proper changes in your life, how to create a better diet for yourself, how to evolve into another state of mind and utilize what's necessary to understand how to clean your system out, how to clean your cells, how to look for proper foods. That's where we are. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, my brother from American Comedy. Salam, his doctorate program. He's going to share with us. We're going to start off with a simple thing. What's the definition of health? And let's get to this brain. Let's just get to this brain, man. Let's start talking about how it works. What happens when we take in, when we don't, you know, do I eat that? when you don't
I know that's right.
That,
I know that's
what
right.
What you put in your mouth. I know we're going to talk about some digestive enzymes and all that good stuff, but right now I'm concerned about our thinking, and we want to concentrate on that today. So with that, I bring to you Abdul Shaheed in his doctorate program at the School of American Psychology, and a health coach who provides us with information that we need to make sure that we have optimal health. The mic is yours, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum once again to our guests, and to our audience, to our listening audience. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for us to be here tonight and for our audience to be here with us as well. Brother Rashid, you have set the stage. I don't know what direction I want to go into. You just led me in all kinds of directions. It's just a matter of taking option A, option B, or option C, many different directions. Health is multifaceted, and you already explained that. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you very clearly, very clearly.
Excellent. So health is multifaceted. It's not just about the food. It's not just about exercising. It's not just about taking herbs and vitamins and all these things, taking pharmaceuticals. Because we have some abnormal condition inside of us. It's a multifaceted approach, and this is what symptometry is. It's multifaceted. It deals with physics. It deals with chemistry. It deals with our anatomy and physiology. Matter of fact, it takes the universal laws, the laws of physics, and apply them to our own body. Application is the key to apply these science. All of the discipline of science that exists should be applied to our own human anatomy and physiology, to our own body. That's what symptomatology have done. That's why symptomatology is able to cure every disease. So the definition of health, you shared that. I'm going to reiterate. Health is a reward. And that reward is coming from my cells. Why do our cells have to give us a reward? Because we have to do what the cells need. We have to provide them with what they need. We have to protect our cells. We have to protect our DNA. We have to protect our RNA. We have to protect the cellular organelles. That is our responsibility. Our cell can produce everything to keep us healthy, Brother Rashid. Our cells can produce everything to reverse every disease. Matter of fact, we have a disease because our cells are blocked from producing. Brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. That's why we have the disease. if they were never blocked, if those essential was never blocked or contaminated or poisoned, we would never have a disease. It is the mere fact that our cells are unable to produce the thing to keep us healthy and restore health that we have diseases. Every symptom that we get is a sign that we're veering off the paradigm of what's normal. We have to understand what's normal. Is it normal for a man to go to the restroom, bathroom, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times in one night? Is that normal? We all know that's not normal. Is it normal for a woman to have a menstrual cycle that lasts for 2 weeks? That is not normal. This is what we're talking about. Is it normal for a child not to go outside to play and they just want to sit at home inside on their computer all the time that they have spare time when they're out of school? Is that normal? No, that is not normal. It is the Almighty that created the normalcy. So we have to put things back to normalcy. And this is what health is all about. When we, our body gives us a sign or a symptom, that's what the symptom is. It's a sign that we're moving away from normalcy. And it's our responsibility to figure out what we have to do about it. Most of all, is always something blocking something that our cells is now not able to produce. And when that happens, since there can be no emptiness, because there's a law or concept in quantum physics that states that there's no emptiness, no emptiness can exist. So if something should be in our cells, if it's not there, if our cells is unable to produce it because something is blocking it, then our own cell will produce more plaque, more concretion to take the place because the balance must be kept. That's why we have positive and negative. Everything that Mother Nature produced has positive and negative. This is very important for us to realize. Everything that Mother Nature produced have two components, one positive, one negative, one benefit, one risk, all in the same thing. So we can make decision. And the decision of whether I'm going to eat that or not, I'm going to use this or not, because we have to weigh the positive and we have to weigh the negative in order to make the right decision. If we make the wrong decision, then we can be stuck with symptoms and disease. It is simple as that, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
There are 7 fronts of health. In order to be optimally healthy, we have to work on all 7 fronts of health. We just can't be healthy physical and think that's going to get it when we are mental. And not only are we mental, we are emotional. The human being is an emotional creature. The mental, the physical, and the emotion must always be in balance. If you're too physical, you have a problem. If you're too mental, you have a problem. If you're too emotional, you have a problem. They all have to be kept in balance. And this is what health is. Normalcy, the standard, the balance, homeostasis even. Choose one of those words. You won't be far off. So we have to be healthy physically. We have to be healthy sexually. Some people have abnormal sexual drives and appetite that cause them to do all kinds of things. It must be in balance. So this is part of our health. Health of our organs, our tissues, mental health, emotional health, metabolic health. We must be able to break down everything and turn them into energy, nutrients. Nutrients must be turned into energy. That's why we need them. If they're blocked, or our cells' membranes are blocked, the nutrient would not go into the cell. Therefore, the cell would not be able to produce energy. No resources would go into the cell. So the cell would not have the resources they need to carry out their job, which is to keep us healthy. So our mind must always agree with what the cells need. If our mind disagree or make the wrong decision, that's not in the best interest of the cells. That would be friction. That would be tension. That would be resistance. That would be drag. That would be stasis and inertia. Finally, inertia would be lack of movement. And everything about life is about movement. Everything must move if it's going to be alive. If it stopped moving, death began to set in right away. Everything must be moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Keep moving. That's what the life is all about. Then we have the health of all the 11 systems. We have the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, the nervous system, just to name a few. The system must be working all together in harmony, in balance. They depend on each other. They are integrated into each other. They're interconnected with each other. They are interrelated with each other. If one system is broken down in disrepair, pretty soon other systems would be the same way. So how are you going to function when one or two or three of your 11 systems are falling apart? When you have cells inside of you, 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 cell type that are able to keep things and put things back together. But we have to give them what they need, the resources, the vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the amino acid, the nutrients. Our body made of 94% water, 6% nutrients. I didn't say herbs. I didn't say pharmaceutical drugs. Water and nutrient. Nutrient in the form of vitamins, minerals. We know these vitamins. Vitamin C, B1, B2, B3, B12, B9, B6, all these. Calcium, magnesium, copper, sulfur, cobalt. Just to name a few. Then the resources in terms of the thermal energy, electrical energy. And we don't want to sound complicated. These things are real simple. The thermal energy, electrical energy is what runs our house. If we don't have electrical energy and it's wintertime, somebody's going to be cold. And in the summertime, just to reverse, if we don't have the electrical energy to turn on that AC, the air conditioner, somebody's going to be hot. Our body operates the same way. Brother Rashid, we have in our brain a structure they call the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus regulates over 71 chemicals in our blood. Can you imagine? It monitors over 71 chemicals in our blood.
I cannot imagine.
71? I can't keep up with 5 chemicals and try to monitor those. The hypothalamus in our brain monitors every chemical in our blood. And also, it would set the alarm off when they get out of whack, when they get out of balance, when there's too much of them. That will give us warning. And we go to the doctor, and they draw our blood, and they do analysis of the blood. The lab would do an analysis. And all of those 71 things that they can do have numbers attached to them, have different reading attached to them. And we don't even understand what the readings are saying, Brother Rashid.
That's why we're here.
Even though our hypothalamus is able to monitor all 71 of them, if it's not congested. And it will warn us. It's an alarm system as well as a monitor. Can you imagine that the Almighty has placed in our brain? 71 chemicals. And then the laboratory, the different laboratory, they deal with clinical science, and they have produced devices to detect and measure the level of each one of those 71 chemicals. And when we have a hypothalamus in our brain that can monitor every one of them and regulate them.
Yes, sir.
Not only monitor them, but can shut them on and off when necessary. We're talking about the Almighty have thought of everything. He didn't leave nothing out of this body. He has figured out everything. We eat food and turn the food into ions and nutrients so they can enter the cell, and those nutrients the cell take and turn into energy. We are energy-dependent biological organism, Brother Rashid. We depend on energy. Nothing happens without energy. The first thing our cell must produce in terms of essential are enzymes. Enzymes facilitate the production of everything else. Why enzymes? Somebody may ask. Why our cell produce enzymes first? It is because we live on planet Earth. The gravitational force, the force of gravity, slows things down. When our body must speed things up, you need an enzyme for that, to speed things up. If our blood do not move or circulate at the speed of light, Brother Rashid, many cells will not be nourished. Blood has to move at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. Isn't that amazing? Who would want to study their own body to figure these things out? Just studying the body, just attempting to study the body, it just puts you in awe. And we have this body at our disposal as long as we're on this earth. It's a willing servant to us, a willing servant. It doesn't argue with us. If we say jump off the building, it will jump off the building. If it say dive in a 25-foot pool of water, it would do it without even hesitating. So why he can't do the right thing? Because the person that has a mind, he don't have to do the right thing. He has choices to make. I want people to think about that. The body would do every choice that we presented to it. Our body would produce every choice. It would carry out every choice that we present to it. So who's making the decision, Brother Rashid? Is it the body or is it the person? And if it's the person, how is the person making the decision? What are they using to make the decision? Well, here's the secret to make a decision. If the person are unable to produce these three neurotransmitters, they will always be making the wrong decision. Number one, acetylcholine, that we're going to talk about more, hopefully tonight. Number two, serotonin. Number three, norepinephrine. If a person can reduce those three neurotransmitters, we can lift off our burden from whatever experience we've had in the past. In our case, we can lift the burden of slavery right off of our backs. And we're able to produce those three neurotransmitters and keep them in balance.
Before you go into
case
further,
closed.
Can you spell those terms for us, for those of us who have pens and pads and who may want
to? All they have to do is go to Google and put in their phone and pronounce those words I just said.
Okay, one more time for those of us. Go ahead.
Acetylcholine, that's spelled A-C-E-T-Y-L-C-H-O-L-I-N-E.
Acetylcholine, okay.
Acetylcholine, the number
right.
one neurotransmitter, because it is the neurotransmitter for intelligence. A person, just because he walks around, doesn't make him intelligent. And we all know this. Nobody has to argue with us. Just because he walk around doesn't mean that he's intelligent. And though he may call himself human, if you're not able to produce acetylcholine, he will not be human. Period. It's impossible. He will not have empathy, consideration for others. He will not become a law-abiding citizen. He will become a criminal. And I'm not just throwing this out, Brother Rashid. I'm trying to sound the alarm. This is what's happening to our people.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So serotonin is so very important. And if the brain is not able to produce serotonin, Brother Rashid, because something is blocking the production, oh, you can look out for neurofibrillary plaque to take their place. Plaque. The person's brain will be filled with plaque to take the place of the acetylcholine. There can be no emptiness, none whatsoever. I hope we're getting through. We're trying to make it real simple. We're trying to make it real simple as it can get. We have, we produce acetylcholine, and if we cannot produce it, plaque will take the place, will take a place in our brain. Plaque will take the place of it. Because there can be no emptiness. There must be something in all of the space. If it's not there, neurofibrillary plaque will take the place of it. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, you're talking about quantum physics, my good brother.
Yes, quantum physics. The first principle states there can be no emptiness. The Almighty created something for all of the space. If something's supposed to be there, it must be there. Acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter for thinking and decision maker and decision making. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
If the person can't produce it, what are they using? What are they using for thinking? That's a big question.
Yes,
if they can't produce acetylcholine, what are they using?
Good question.
To think. What are they using to remember? Acetylcholine is also for memory. To remember things. This is how the person began to get Alzheimer.
Mm.
It has all, acetylcholine has all to do with our mental capacity as a human being. And we can think all we want, that all we have to do is be born with two legs and two arms, two eyes, and all these things. That doesn't make you be human. Yeah, you have a body, but the body has to be under control. And we're under control by chemicals. And I just mentioned the 71 chemicals that's in our blood. All these things control our behavior, Brother Rashid.
You know,
let's take
a minute here, you know, because what you've done, I don't know if anybody else is triggering. For those of you who have a question, please press 1 on your phone. And this is IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show, and Abdul Shaheed. And the doctoral program at the American School of St. Thomas is sharing with us our topic for tonight is on mental health, mental capacity. And, you know, I just have to say this real quick before you go any further. For those of you who are thinking like I'm thinking, please press 1 on your phone. You just gave me the number one problem we have in our young people. When you start talking about neurotransmitters and behavior, when you start talking about how we think and anxiety attacks that we have, when you start talking about decision-making and the ability to think and memory, are you kidding me? And we just own one subject matter. This is acetylcholine. That right there is the answer to probably all our problems right now, just in the three things that you just gave us. So let's hit on that just a little bit on how we create criminals in our own household, because that's basically what you're saying to me. that because I feed my children the wrong food, because I don't know what to tell them, because I don't know how to produce neurotransmitters enzymes, I'm causing my child to be a crook. I'm causing my child to be a criminal, because that child can't function. So just share with just a little bit on that. So we need to make this relative, and we want people, if you raise your hand, and I don't want you to come on and give a long, drawn-out conversation about something, ask these questions just like I'm asking. You got me with that one, man. I can solve the whole initiative on prison to school to prison pipeline with what you just told
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. We can end it tonight.
If I can't think, if I can't make decisions, why are you locking me up, man? I need some mental health.
That's what's needed.
That's what's happening with
most of them that's in there. They need mental help.
Yeah, let's deal with this mental health piece. Just share with us, brother, on this neurotransmitter, acetylcholine and serotonin, and what was the other one? The third one?
Norepinephrine. I'm going to spell serotonin before I move forward. For those
Very
who
good.
Got a pen and pencil in their hand, serotonin.
Please.
Serotonin.
Please. I have a son, man,
okay.
who made some bad decisions. He's in jail right now. He made some dumb decisions. I asked him, why did you do it? He said, I don't know, Dad. So you just
answered it tonight. He's unable
yes.
to produce acetylcholine for thinking.
Yes. Very good.
For making good
Go
decisions.
Let me share.
This is what the problem is. And at the age of 3, Brother Rashid, because of the food that we're feeding our children, they stop producing acetylcholine. At the age of 3.
Wow. Brother, come on, brother.
Can you imagine a human being and the very thing that make you human in terms of intelligent, you can't produce?
Wow.
How are you going to navigate Earth? Or navigate your society. Booger traps, Brother Rashid, lay for that person. You think these people don't know that? You think they haven't sped it acetylcholine? And how to block its production in a person?
Make it relative to those who are on the line today. For those of us who have children, grandchildren, friends, neighbors, family members, I hear people talking about, man, what's wrong with my uncle? He's crazy. You know, and we absolutely tell them the truth. He is crazy in a simple
right.
word. But break this down for us, the relativity of this, so I can relate to it and share with other people and those of us who are on the line, please plus one on your phone. Because if you're not triggered, then maybe we have some acetylcholine problems that we need to address right now for our own personal sake. And I'm not trying to talk about anybody. I'm just trying to share with you something's wrong. And we need to figure out what that is. We want to face it so we can trace it.
Absolutely.
If you're a racist, you have to pay attention to what's being said tonight. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, this is how we solve the problem, Brother Rashid. We have to come face to face with it. And our health is the problem. Anything a human being engaged in, his health must be a priority. And our children's health must be a priority. If we eat chaotically, and most of the time we're eating out, somebody else is preparing our food. Somebody else is growing the food. Somebody else have the food in the store. The food has to be preserved. You think they're preserving, using preservatives that's going to benefit you, benefit us? They're going to use what's going to save them money. They use coal tar derivative as preservative, Brother Rashid. When that word coal tar, T-A-R, that's what we find on the highway. Petroleum byproduct. They use them as seasoning and preservatives, and we're consuming them. The same thing they paved the road with, the tar, the coal tar. That's why it's called coal tar. They don't waste anything. They don't throw anything away. Yeah, they're doing recycling all right. And who's consuming it? People. In the seasoning that we use, there has to be a preservative. Otherwise, the season is going to spoil within a few days. They use coal tar derivatives. And these things, we consume them, and the coal tar derivative block cellular function, block the cell ability in the brain to produce acetylcholine. That's one way.
Okay.
Another way, we consume acidic products, soda, coffee, teas, fruit juices of the wrong kind, citrus fruits. And these citrus products will chelate calcium. Calcium is needed for cell division. If there's no cell division taking place and no new neurons being produced, there again, you won't have what you need to be mentally aware of what's going on.
He just gave me the cure to ADHD. Now, what you say?
Absolutely. Keep those three neurotransmitters in balance. Produce neurons every single day. And we'll produce an intelligent child. Here's what Dr. Norton had to say about producing an intelligent, law-abiding citizen, a child. No parent knows what their child will become, but helping a child to produce neurons every day is the most efficient manner to make the child an intelligent, proactive, smart, and future law-abiding citizen. You can counsel him. You can browbeat him. You can beat him. You can do all these things. It won't make a difference if you're not able to produce acetylcholine. I hope people are hearing this.
But I'm telling you, man.
And at the age of three, the body, his brain, can be in a state where he's unable to produce acetylcholine from that point on.
Wow.
Because of the food that our parents, our mothers, are feeding these children. They're feeding children. You already named it, Brother Rashid. The food has no nutrients. They're nutrientless. If they have no nutrient, that means they are belly fillers. They just fill the belly because the children would be complaining. They'll just fill the belly with something. That's what sometimes are called belly fillers, those things that have no nutrients. But they are served as food. No vitamin, no mineral, no amino acid, no trace mineral, no resources to provide for the cells to do their job. Our cells produce everything, but we must provide what they need. That's what health is. Aligning our mind with what the cells need, and our cells will reward us with good health. It works no other way. That's the only way it works. Man don't know how to provide health. You go to your doctor, does he provide health for you? No, he doesn't.
Not at all. No,
he doesn't. The Almighty has structured this body system to provide health. And you start with our cell, each and every one of them, over 200 different cell type. They have atomic intelligence. People have heard me say that before, but we take it lightly. Our cell has atomic intelligence. They're able to figure things out, Brother Rashid.
Mm.
The genes hold the blueprint. And what are the genes? Here's another secret, Brother Rashid, I'm letting out. The genes are transferred atoms.
Mm.
Atoms are the model of perfection in the universe. That's the model of perfection. Study the atom. And you know what you will begin to understand what I'm saying. And our gene is modeled after the atoms. Transferred atom. You're the product of atomic collision. This is why the laws of physics also apply to us. We're under the law of physics. Every time we break the law, there's a price to pay. That's what symptom and disease is all about. Our body is warning us that we're being out the paradigm of normalcy because we've broken the laws of physics, or we've broken the universal laws, or we've broken the rules to health. We disobeyed the pH rule, the sulfur rule, the iron rule. All these things has all to do with our thinking.
Wow.
How are we going to be optimally healthy when we We have kidney problem. We have a liver problem. A kidney problem and a liver problem will affect our brain. So now we don't have a kidney and liver problem. We have a kidney, liver, and brain problem. And pretty soon it's going to affect our eyes and ears. The body is interconnected, interrelated, integrated, interdependent on each other, and it operates as one biological unit. A disease anywhere will sooner or later affect the whole body. A disease is a distraction. A disease means the person has veered off the paradigm of what's normal. A disease is abnormality. What's an abnormality, Brother Rashid? It's getting away from the standard, getting away from the protocol, getting away from what's normal.
Wow. I tell you, brother, I mean, this right here, I mean, I'm looking up a set of code names. And it says the lack of acetylcholine called memory loss, poor thought process, errors in judgment, inconsideration, lack of conscience, cruelty, inability to produce ideas, inability to analyze and evaluate, a short attention span, the inability to concentrate and understand, foggy mind, indifference, suspicion, and mistrust. Bruh.
Hey, that sounds like some of your children, grandchildren.
Sound like a whole bunch of children I know. Sound like a whole group of ethnic group.
I've been telling you, that's the problem.
So we just in that one particular neurotransmitter, we can make an analysis. We can do the research. We can come up with whatever we need to come up with to have a good case on our children's ability to learn, our children's ability to make a decision, and you're going to lock this baby up with these kind of conditions?
Yes.
Without addressing what's really wrong with them? Oh, my God. We got to take a quick break here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health and youth. And this program is designed to provide you with a lab to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives of optimal health. And my mind is being blown as we speak. Those of you who mind has been gone to another dimension like mine's have, press one. call a neighbor. Call a friend. Get your children on the telephone. We're in a battle for our lives. You know, if you don't have a mind, you don't have a life. If you don't have a mind, you can't even be human. So we're walking around like you're walking dead. And I hope you guys are not taking this the wrong way. But did you just hear what this man has said to us? And you don't have to accept it. You can go do your own research like I just did.
Do your own research, Brother Rashid. They don't cover this information up.
This is science. This is science. So those of you who have a question, please press one on your phone. We do have one hand raised. And we want you to be specific. We want you to be right to the point. We want you to address what's being said right now about our ability to process information. We have a mental health trauma situation in our country right now, not only just with our children. Look at the White House. Look at the Congress.
Same problem. All over the world, Brother Rashid. All over the world.
They look you in your face with straight. The sky ain't blue. The sky is orange. And they serious about this stuff. So the inability to think and process information is affecting all of us. So I'm going to press one on your phone, please. I know I've been triggered. I can ask all the rest of the questions for the rest of the night, but I'm not here for me. I'm here for you. This is the science of health in you, and I am flat out in another dimension right now, my brother. You're talking about research is going to be done because I teach classes and workshops to young people. So I'm sitting there having these conversations, and I'm looking right through them. They don't understand nothing that I'm saying. Now I can relate to them and share with them and provide information for them to make them a better human being because I have been given to work with our people on it. We're going to have to really understand something. This is serious. This is a warning, not only to us, to our children, which we claim now children are our future, really. And you don't know what this man is talking about right now, and you worrying about your future, you won't have a future because your children won't be able to create one. There won't be no generational wealth. We got to have generational health. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So we're going to take this phone call. This is the one hand that's been raised currently. We have 111111. Please press in, state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is currently open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing this evening?
Yes. How are you all this evening? You
Excellent.
Know, I was already, as you know, I'm already in that mode of always researching. I'm always researching stuff, as you and your wife know. I tell you often. And I'm always sending out what information and authentic information to others, you know, in my family, in the masjid community, who's my extended family too, and talking about these issues. But the one thing that, you know, has been the forefront lately is that since I have so much mental health challenges in my own family, my own family of origin has been dealing with these situations for a long time. One thing that I'm looking at, and I was looking at how the history of mental health in this country has been targeted toward a certain demographic of people. It's, you know, we have a poor history of mental health experiments and all these bad outcomes. And you know, I was looking at a lot of the people that were at the forefront of, you know, all these what they call therapies, but it really was detrimental trauma that was put on people, you know, and all the justification for these pharmaceuticals being at the forefront of so-called treatment. There needs to be more of an emphasis on alternatives, you know, looking at what is really traumatizing us is the misuse of these mental health modalities. You know, they're building all these. They've had all these mental health hospitals for a long time now. But they frown on alternatives. So there has to be a paradigm shift. There has to be
Absolutely.
A paradigm shift for focusing on solutions. And what I looked at, and I've done it before in past times, but I'm just picking it back up again, where it's been detrimental toward African Americans. We've had
Absolutely.
The worst history of these people of a certain demographic, you know, trying to really drive us crazy, justify using you know, they got all these electric shock treatments and all these other things that really nothing really helped. It just made things worse with their treatments. And my focus is to really deal with not falling into the trap and the category of being put in that in their how can I say system of detrimental outcomes when it comes to mental health. You know, I recently found out, and I'm going to stop in a minute. I recently found out that a family member of mine on my father's side, I didn't know that she passed away in a mental hospital. I didn't know this. I had heard, you know, so all of this, you're thinking of, you know, what we're presented with this mental health, and this is why there's so many bad outcomes. You know, marriages can't stay together because people are dealing with old.
They can't produce acetylcholine.
Exactly, old ways of solving problems, but they don't deal with their mind problems in a good way.
Abuse. You can name whatever you want to give it.
Say all these, you know, abusive situations and in families, and not only in marriages, but in families in general.
Absolutely.
So we have to deal with pushing back against what has been presented to us as treatment. And I'll end with this. I remember reading about, I've seen it before where, you know, during slavery time, if African Americans, if we fought back or tried to run away or stood up for our rights, you know, they had a term called, it was a mental health term called draped ammonia.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
They had a term to say that we were crazy for fighting back. We were supposed to just take the abuse
humiliation, yeah. All of those things. Just take it.
All of that. Draped ammonia. People need to look that up. And there's other terms that they use. This all came from the mental health system that they devised to work against us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's so much going on. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, indeed. But here's the thing, Brother Rashid and Sister Amina. We have a solution now. Yes. Allopathic medicine is alternative medicine. Symptometry is the most natural and scientific means. It is the way that the Almighty has set things up. The science of symptometry is grounded in universal law, grounded in the laws of physics, grounded in quantum physics, grounded in classical physics, grounded in atomic physics, grounded in nuclear physics. These are all of the science that underpins symptometry. That's why it works.
Yes, sir.
The other therapeutics, they are the alternative, the different, getting away from the norm because they don't cure anything. They just treat the symptom. We already know how to reverse all of those conditions, Brother Rashid. We already know it. We're doing it every day. Dr. Maxwell is already helping people every day to get over mental illness. Every case presented to him, he's able to cure it.
Yes. I hear you, brother. You know, your brother, as you're speaking here, you know, I'm looking at the seriousness of what we're talking about. You know, and the history of mental health goes all the way back to the Germans, and so it goes way back. And Dr. Norty has done that research and looked into all those
yes.
sort of things. So I just want to say this: if we're lacking the things that you're talking about, men and women, and we have sex and we bring children into the world. So if
yes.
I'm lacking and my wife is lacking, what am I going to produce?
Kind of children are you bringing?
That's what I'm trying to say. You know, because I'm sitting here looking at melatonin, brother, and it's talking about, I mean, you have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. And if this resonates with you, just push one on your phone and say, I said, I'm an ankle. Say whatever you got to say. Thank you for the information. And push one on your phone and just comment. Don't just sit back and just listen to these powerful stuff. I have been affected. Non-production of melatonin will cause unrefreshed sleep, inability to produce neurons, insomnia, edginess, panic attacks, hysteria, anxiety. A person who cannot sleep and cannot sleep properly, you can't think clearly. I mean,
they stay up all night, Brother Rashid. They stay up all night.
And you talk about attitude problems. We talk about delusional kids and children, unpredictability. These three things that you talk about, we're going to continue this conversation next week. We're going to continue talking about this because I don't think we're getting that.
I don't think we're getting it either, how important they are.
So, really, I have been triggered. I'm looking at my son when I talk to him and when I have talked to him in the past. Now, my son was definitely a different child. He was a crack baby, and so I had a lot of work to do with him. So I can't imagine what was wrong with his brain.
Yes.
I can imagine. Now, biologically, he's not mine. I brought him home from the hospital because that was my sister's brother. I raised him. And, you know, he always had this problem on processing information and thinking clearly and making good and bad decisions. I'm sitting here reading about my son right now, what you're telling me. So I have work to do. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
And those of you on the telephone, you know, it's not too late for you. It's not too late for me. It's not too late for our children. It's not too late for our grandchildren. But if we don't take and apply this information into our lives, we can forget about a generation of children being productive
citizens.
So those of you who want to just say something, you know, to take a break, we're going to have a public service announcement. Our program is coming on IWDM Radio tomorrow. I just want to make an announcement before a lot of us, I know it's getting late on the East Coast, and we just want to let you know some of the things that are taking place on IWDN Radio. So we want to talk about tomorrow night, and we're going to have Mark Shaheed come on and share with us what's happening tomorrow. And before we leave, we're going to talk about Thursday. Let's just take a break because my mind is blown. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in a completely different place than I was when this program started. So I just want you to pay attention and continue. Stay on the line. Please don't go anywhere because we have some phenomenal information.
We have more information to share, Brother Rashid. More information to share.
Yes, sir. So, Mark Shaheed, could you tell us what's going on on IWDM Radio tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. As-salamu alaykum to you, Rashid.
Well,
as-salam. To Instructor Abdul Shaheed and to our IWDM Radio listening audience, we want to let you know that the beat goes on tomorrow because tomorrow is Wednesday. And that's Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab Day. It's going to be a special learning lab. And the special what's going to make it special? Because it's going to be titled, What Your Children Should Know About the Greatest Scientist Ever in the World. And that's our own Dr. George Washington Carver. Oh, you got to listen in tomorrow as Rashid Salam will be my special guest. He's like a walking encyclopedia. So what your children should know about Dr. George Washington Carver will be in the first hour. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. And then it'll be followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And it's going to be a special roundtable because the proposed theme for IWDM Radio is Set Yourself Free in 2023 by Thinking with the Quran. Yeah, you heard it. Set Yourself Free in 2023 by Thinking with the Quran. We'll have a very distinguished panel, and that panel is going to include our own Rashid Salam and our own Instructor Abdul Shaheed and two of our very, very learned scholarly sisters, Quran Shakir, who's also the co-host of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and our very distinguished editor of the Muslim Journal, Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, will be joining us, and they will be addressing this topic in terms of Set Yourself Free in 2023 by Thinking with the Quran. And we also want to invite you to call in with your comments. What does that mean to you? And that will start at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Tomorrow, that's a two-hour special. You don't want to miss that. So, you know, we'll do Thursday at the end of this outstanding production. And I want to say Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed, this is an excellent, excellent production that you got going. So much information. It's so enjoyable. Hopefully everybody is taking good notes. So back to you, Rashid Salam.
Thank you so much, Mark. We really, Well, that's right. We really appreciate, you know, sometimes you got to take a break. I mean, this is overwhelming, my brother Abdul Shaheen. It's truly overwhelming. And I'm sitting here as an educator, as one who, as I said before, talk to young children, talk to prison reentry people, juvenile hall. And we have the answers to solve our children's problems. Our community problems. We have the answer to solve our problems. Because if we think we okay, we have another thought coming. This scheme has been put in place, as I said earlier. I'm not just, hope people hear me. When I started the program, I talked about Senate Document 264, how they were destroying the land. We talked about Henry Bibby saying that there would be no possibility that knowledge could enter the slave's mind. These people knew something that we didn't know because they put in place a scheme to ensure and make sure that we did not think. And we're looking at some of the problems right now. And so if I contaminate the food, which is what they're doing, we eat synthetic foods, GMO foods, and we're constantly running to the store and not scientifically cooking our own food. Therefore, we're being affected by this same food, sick soil, sick plants, sick animals, sick people.
Absolutely.
I know it may hurt somebody's feelings that, you know, I'm saying sick people, but, hey, that's just the way it is. We are ill. We have problems in our community. We're dying from things that just don't make any sense. You know, why is that dialysis machine on every other block in the African-American community's neighborhood? Why are we dying from diabetes and high blood pressure? We get our limbs cut off more than anybody because of lack of information and lack of knowledge on curable opportunities that we have if we only knew how to do it. So please raise your hand. So somebody talk to me. Please, make me shut up. Because I am fired up with this acetylcholine, and we haven't even got to serotonin or melatonin yet.
Or norepinephrine or dopamine.
None
of those things. Substance P, encapsuline, all of those are eight of the neurotransmitters. All of them are important.
And core built. We don't have patience with nobody. What are you looking at?
Nobody.
He stepped on my shoe. I mean, think about it. This has been going on for quite some time. This is nothing new. It was not to address it because now we have come into a new science. It's a science that's been done by an African-American man. You know, if the European was telling us this, every hand on here would be raised. But because African-Americans are sharing this with you, we still have this problem with our thinking process. We don't believe. We don't trust each other. But God has blessed us with the knowledge.
Absolutely.
He's given us the knowledge. So our mental disposition right now, we don't have to change. And that's what I meant earlier on about let's set a new standard. Let's do a new assessment. Let's come up, find out what we're going to have to do to change our behavior. What are the tools that are necessary for that to transpire? That's why we're here today. To provide you with those tools, that information, that education, it will get you to a new paradigm, as the sister was saying. We have to address this. Our children, y'all hear me? Our future. We say children are our future. Guess what? Our children are here now, in the present. There will be no future until we begin to address the things my brother's talking about. We got a hand raised right here. We're going to take his hand. I want you to finish on a couple more of these things before we get out there. We have 918-814. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
This is Sister Rahima from Oklahoma. You all have us all pumped up. So I just want you to know, if it makes you feel any better, it's not that we're just not paying any attention or not taking this seriously, but some of the things that you're saying is so deep and never heard before. We have to process it, you know. We have to process it. So you just keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing fine.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We just need to process it. Yes, sir. So we're listening. That's the thing.
Anybody else want to comment, please push one. Thank you so much. And I do have one question, though.
I've been very proud of my my water lately because, you know, my urine has been very clear because I drink. I'm hardly eating any meat, and I'm drinking more water than I usually drink. But yesterday I got a real scare because I was outside, and then I started seeing black spots, and before I came out, my urine had gotten dark, and I mean just, you know, a little pretty colored, you know, and I was very concerned about that. And so I was racking my brain, time was that sea moss too old? But what happened, and I wanted to ask, is when you take a vitamin, because I had just taken some, I think it was B complex, and it was, they had gotten it from raspberries. I had taken some B complex, but I'm not sure it was the B complex that, you know, you take like 25 drops. I'm wondering if you, can you take a vitamin and inside of 2 hours time it would change your urine, the color of your urine? Is it any good? Or I thought your bladder wouldn't process it that fast.
Excellent question.
You know what I mean?
Excellent question. We're going to have
yes.
To address that one for you.
You can drink something, yeah, right? I can drink something this very moment, and in 10 seconds, you can see the effects of it in my urine.
Wow.
Yes. It will go through the system just that quick. Paradoxin is yellowish. It's yellowish.
Okay. Right.
I can take some now. Part of that is in the formula A16B.
Okay.
And you go to urinate, you see it.
Hmm.
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
So
okay.
It just
I
depends.
Just want my liver. Okay, I'm listening.
So it just depends. You know, if
okay.
You're seeing spots and all of that, oh, those are called floaters. And what does that mean? That means the eyes are not being properly nourished. So you're seeing floater. That's a warning sign because there's many concretion in your blood, many concretion in our blood. You probably have not been drinking enough water with electrolytes. We drink additional water to add forces and energy to our body. That's why we have to drink water. The cell must be hydrated, not dehydrated. So it's very important.
Yeah, in regards to that, I remember what you when you had the sisters on and they were talking about getting the pH up, you know, the electrolytes and how expensive the water was. But isn't there some way you can what's the word? You put electrolytes in your water, like with lemon or lime, or isn't there another way you can just take plain water and give it some energy by putting something in it?
Well, see, we all want these easy ways to do things. Okay, you buy water with electrolytes in it. Water naturally has electrolytes, depending on where it's flowing.
Right.
Where it is flowing. So the water's tumbling down the hill, and the minerals
right.
are on the ground spring. Those minerals add the electrolytes to it.
Right.
You also can purchase a machine that will oxygenate the water, energize the water, and add electrolytes.
Okay.
In the water. All of them. There are 8 electrolytes, and they work best in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put lemon in water, it's not water anymore, it's lemonade. That's a solution.
Without
a solution is not water.
Okay.
You have changed the molecular structure of the water. It's no longer water. It is lemonade. Whatever you put in water, one drop of lemon, and the water will oxidize it. All of the energy in the water will go to ionize what you put into it. Water is the universal solvent. It will break down everything, an aspirin or a battleship. All you need is time.
That's true.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
So if you want to drink water, you have to drink water. You can't add anything to it. No chemical. That's why you can't drink water with chemical. It changed the structure.
That's
the chemical would be absorbing all of the energy. You wouldn't have any. So why drink that water?
Talk about ice water.
Ice water is carbonic acid. You add ice to water, it is carbonic acid. It is carbon dioxide that makes things cold. They turn water into ice, carbon dioxide. You add water to it, it is carbonic acid. It is no longer water. It is very acidic. And our own body produces carbonic acid. Our own body. Now you're going to add additional carbonic acid? It's going to be too much for your body to eliminate, and you're going to have growth factor for the coronavirus. That's the main food source of the coronavirus, carbonic acid.
Ooh,
you're
going
to attract that virus to you.
I just came from a restaurant with about 8 or 9 Muslims, and they all had ice water. And I was trying to tell them, we don't drink ice water, remember?
Absolutely. We have to drink our water, sister, at room temperature. Our cells requires heat, thermal energy. Without thermal energy, you won't have electrical energy. You won't have atomic energy. You won't have nuclear energy. You won't have a magnetic energy. All those energy are sources, resources that our cell must use to do their job to restore our health and to keep us healthy. The environment in which we're in is the biggest sucker of heat from our body. Mm-hmm. If we're not careful, there'll come a time where our hands and feet will always be cold.
Right.
And there are people whose hands and feet are always cold. I don't care what the temperature is outside.
And that means? I know you just said, I told you, we're listening. You know, we kind of slow, but we're listening.
Thank you for asking the right question. You asked a beautiful question, I'm sure.
That helped a lot of people.
Didn't raise their hand. You have helped everybody who's on the line at this point with that question, especially on the ice. I want him to bring that up because a lot of times we don't understand cold drinks, cold sodas. You know, we go to the store and get these drinks and put ice in them. You know, you just changed the molecular structure of what you were drinking. Now, you, as you said, the coronavirus lives in carbonic acid.
Yes.
And we wonder why.
It loves
you know,
it.
We wonder. And here's the beauty of what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. I really want to say this. We're in the wintertime where the air is thicker. I just take just a couple minutes to just run that down to everybody right now on why our respiratory system, our immune system, drinking the wrong waters are going to affect our health. It's so important that you know this because we have children, and we want to live. We don't
Absolutely.
Want the insurance policy. We don't want the insurance policy coming to existence right now that we have on our lives. We want to be here. So if you can share that real quickly, because I was telling my sister about she loves cold water. And she feeds her 4-year-old grandbaby ice all the time. I said, stop it. That baby loves
a person who eats ice or put ice in beverages cannot be optimally healthy. Cannot be. Because here's the thing. Everything that we eat, all of the food that we eat, Brother Rashid, must be turned into ions or nutrients. That's another name for atoms. We came from atom, and a sign that we're going to turn back to atom is in the atomization of the food that we must consume. Our cells are so tiny, they 1/50 of a pinhead, and the nutrient must go into them in order for them to produce body essential and brain essential and cell essential. If the nutrient does not enter the cell and the pathways are not there for the nutrient to enter the cell, and there's an enzyme waiting right around the pathways, permeates to modify all of the nutrients that enter the cells, the cell will be malnourished. And many cells will not be able to carry out their function to keep you healthy. So the coronavirus, the microbes, they take advantage of every opportunity. Every opportunity. The coronavirus is prevalent during fall and winter because the atmosphere is filled more with carbon dioxide than any other time. Just think about it. Carbon dioxide is what makes things cold. And we already have carbon dioxide and carbonic acid, and we're supposed to eliminate the carbon dioxide, not produce more carbon dioxide that we can't eliminate. If carbon dioxide and oxygen is not kept in balance, the person is going to have a breathing problem. They're going to have a respiratory problem. There's no mystery disease. Every disease could be explained. No mystery here. The blood must go to the lungs where the gas exchange takes place. The combined acid that's circulating in all of our blood go through a gas exchange to produce carbon dioxide. It's transfer into carbon dioxide, and we breathe out carbon dioxide, and we breathe in oxygen. We all know this. But if you have excess carbon dioxide, and you have oxyhemoglobin, where iron is supposed to be attached to the oxygen in the hemoglobin protein part of the blood. If you're not able to do that because you have too much carbon dioxide, the carbon dioxide is going to transfer into carbon monoxide, and we all know what that would do to you, called suffocation of the person, hypoxia.
Yes, it is.
Lack of oxygen. The person is going to have a breathing problem, and nothing is done, they're going to die for lack of oxygen. So we can't take these things for granted. You can't eat ice cream. I don't care how good it is. You're calling the atoms inside you, if they're able to be turned into nutrients or ions, you're calling them to coalesce rather than to collide and explode, producing all of the tangents of energy. That's why the person would be exhausted all the time. They're not producing the energy. The atom is supposed to collide and explode, producing the tangents of energy. Not come together and coalesce. Cold things, ice cream, will cause them to coalesce. Cold slows things down, cause the blood flow to drag, slow down, when it should be speeding up at the speed of light. We already explained that. If something slow it down, many cells will not be nourished. If they're malnourished, they can't do anything to keep you healthy. So the cell will be compelled to produce symptoms and disease to warn you that you are veering off the paradigm of normalcy. That is what's happening. If you do nothing about it, well, tell the Almighty you're coming home. You will have no energy.
I mean, those of you who just got on the line, this is IWDM Radio, the science of health to you, and our focus today is on mental health and mental disposition and how to get our bodies in an optimal health state. The current initiative that we share is just unbelievable. And those of you who came on late, I want you to go and get this tape. Listen to everything we do here on IWDM. It's recorded. The day after you hear these meetings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, you can go listen to the recordings. For those of you who want to get those recordings, you go to IWDM Radio, the science of health in you. Or you can text me. It's a number I gave you at the very onset, 650-669-0458. That is 650-669-0458. And you have also an opportunity to hear Abdul Shaheed's phone number, his email address. If you need to hear this tape, I'm telling you, I have transformed, period, in my mental thinking concepts. We have come up with cures to mental health just with a couple of little sentences. And we're going to continue this program next week on serotonin, acetylcholine, and melatonin. Because now we haven't got to the cerebral cortex. We haven't got to the cerebral spinal fluid. We haven't got to
exactly the gray and the white matter in the brain, the arachnoid matter,
yes,
the PR matter, the dual matter, all these things.
Those of you who are on the phone today, we expect to see your number next week. But when we see your number, we expect to see another number that you invited somebody on the line. Or have a three-way conversation going. You do a three-way until the person you're talking to do a three-way and keep the three-way going because you need to hear this information. We're talking about our children. We're talking about our future. We're talking about our existence. They don't have to kill us anymore. We're killing ourselves.
Yes.
They're not even arguing with us anymore. We're blowing each other's brain out in Chicago and St. Louis and New York and Philadelphia. We're blowing each other away like it's 200 children get shot every single day in this country, African-American. 200 shootings in our community every single day. If we continue at this rate, where are we going to be? Who are we killing? Future doctors, lawyers, teachers, entrepreneurs, engineers.
Geniuses. That's who we're killing. Geniuses.
Know, my baby. Wait a minute. You had a lot to do with your baby being out there at 1 o'clock in the morning at 16 years old.
Yes.
We've got to quit blaming other people and start taking a good look at ourselves in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen. Take an assessment. We want to close out the program in a few minutes here, but I want you to understand when we started off, we were talking about we have to take a new assessment. Who we are, what do we need to do? And you've heard some phenomenal things today. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know about you guys. I'm online talking to you, and I'm pulling up stuff on the internet right now. We're going to talk about the website that you can go to get some of the things that we just talked about today. Don't just accept our word for it. Do the research. We have been emotionally blackmailed and hijacked. We think we know what we're thinking. We think we're thinking on our own. But the environment that we live in, understand me, all we know is what we know. All we are is a culmination of our life experiences. If your life experience is what we're talking about today, guess what? Someplace else. Mentally, emotionally, you're someplace else. If you don't know the things that we're talking about, how can you go to bed tonight and not pick up the telephone and call somebody on the telephone? How can you not know that your neighbor, you know, walking around with a cane, high blood, hip replacement, knee replacement, pain, suffering, obesity. It's happening, and we have the cure for all those things. If you have a if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, if you're on the analysis machine, guess what? We got something for you. We can solve your problem. So be informed so you can transform. Don't be deformed. Don't do that. These are provisions for our vision for the future.
Yes.
Children are our future. Unless we retrofit, unless we come up with a new language, Brother Abdul Salih, unless we come up with some supplemental instructions, unless we come up with, you know, some information to put in our wellness toolbox. That wellness toolbox is your brain. When you have issues, pull it out. What we're talking about.
Yes.
Today. Pull it out. Apply it. So we want you to understand you have a built-in biology. And when in that built-in biology, there's intellect there. And he already made very plain to us, do you know how small a cell is?
Mm.
A pinhead?
What's 50th of a pinhead?
In that, it's the nucleus of our whole operating system of our human body. Man, do you know what our children would do in a science class with this information?
Man.
If they understood this newfound science, this behavior transformation. I mean, we're gonna do behavior transformation. With what? Feeding your children GMO seeds. Feeding your children, food that has nothing to do with their body's ability to function. We talked about this early on. We know the soil is deficient, depleted of all nutrients, meaning these plants are artificial plants. And those animals that eat those plants, guess what? They don't have the nutrients they need to produce what they need, and we turn around and eat the animal too. We don't think they're going to gravitate into our bodies? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a health issue. We have a disease thinking process. And don't take this like I'm talking about somebody. I put myself in this situation because I'm blown away today. Anybody who want to comment, press 1. Just say thank you. Just press 1 and just say something. I will appreciate you knowing it. I know Sister Rahima made it plain that we're overwhelmed. That I am overwhelmed. And guess what? I'm not one to keep his mouth closed. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to get off this phone today. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to do my studying. And I'm going to look at what the man is telling us. 200 cell types in our body. 200 cell types. You know, 11 systems. Oh, my God. Talk about how our brain works. What creates brain essentials, body essentials? My goodness. This is overwhelming. And, brother, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out to share with us. You're not charging me anything, and I really appreciate that. Because this is worth paying for.
We don't have the money for us to pay. We don't have the money.
Oh, brother.
No value could be placed on it in terms of money.
Yes, sir. There is no value. You're absolutely correct. And for those of us who have issues, as I said before, I keep harping on this, those of us who have high blood pressure issues, those of us who have diabetes issues, those of us who have, kidney situations, some of us have knee problems, ligament problems, some of us have some mental disability, and that's okay too.
Yes.
Some of us have all different types of problems, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't do anything about it. We are providing you with the tools and resources in this lab every single Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Optimal health, self-care, the science of you. This program is designed for you. It's not designed for Abdul Shaheed.
No.
The school to get more information so he can share with us.
Exactly.
This science of our body, this, our functionality, our digestive system, I really want to close out with cleansing of the blood. What you can do right now before you get into the scientific aspects of symptometry. There are certain things that we can provide for you right now to get you started, to prepare you for whatever the molecules and the particulates are, but something you can get your body ready for. As you said, the mind and the body have to be in alignment. So if you start the process of coming up with your own assessment, if you start the process of coming up with a better diet, what can I do right now, Rashid Abdul Shaheed? What can I come up with right now that I can take to the bank and know that I'm doing the first thing? And one of the things we want to talk about is changing your diet. Changing your diet. Come up with a plan each and every day on what you're going to eat and take on that mindset before you put it in your mouth. Ask yourself the question, do I eat this? If not, then pick up the telephone. He's going to leave his phone number with you and call him. Is this good for me? And then there's a website that you can pick up all the same information he's talking about today that you can share and get more information about what I need to do to change my life, change my habits, change my behavior, and think of, and look at things in a completely different way. We have a beautiful opportunity, opportunity to be different, to be better. So take a few minutes, Abdul Shaheed, to kind of give your closing remarks. And we're going to take on this challenge next week. These three neurotransmitters, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm blown away. And when you get what I have, when you see what I'm looking at, you're going to say, oh, my God. And that's what we want you to say. Call on the Creator. Because guess what? When you call on the Creator, that source creator can provide you with a mindset. If you study
absolutely.
The language, if you take the language and look into it, as the old saying go, being a scientist, see into this. That's in the word. And we're going to have to change this, my brother. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking so much. I know I have a great guest on, but I am excited because he gave me the foundation for changing my life. Nobody's going to have to ask me, has my being here made a difference in the world? Because I'm going to open my mouth up and share it with somebody else. I'm going to tell
somebody. I know that's right.
I can't hold on to this kind of information. And I said, I'm doing my research. I'm on the line still doing my research. I'm looking up these words. That's why I'm talking. I'm not
that's what we have to start doing.
I'm reading what he's talking about.
Yes, we all have to become student of science, and we heal our body with science.
Right. So. What we want to think about right now before we close down, I want to say this. We have to have our own personal health plan. I call it your own personal life plan. Because while I get healthy, you will have no life. Then being able to do an assessment, just look in the mirror, man. Just look. Too much weight, not enough weight, sickness, illness, pain, some disability. Map out a meal chart of scientific food that you can get directly from us, from Abdul Shaheed. There's a scientific meal plan on foods you should or should not eat. Then you follow up on the scientific facts that he's providing you with. Then the importance of blood cleansing. I want to close out with the three blood cleansers that we naturally can do right now before we venture off into symptomatology. Because you know what? You can hear what we have to say, but if you don't apply this, then there's no sense of calling Shaheed on the phone. There's no sense of calling. If you're not willing to change, don't waste his time. So you have to make that decision.
I know that's right.
That I want to change my brain and body essentials. What is the state of your brain? Oh, my God, man. You know, you got me going through changes, my brothers. I'm going to shut up. And I want you to understand, if you want your personal life plan, if you need me to help you put together, I do business plan. And I look at a human body as a business plan, a whole community of self, a whole community of selves that need to be organized and structured and operate in a way that makes you function in a completely different way. If you function in a completely different way, your thinking process will improve. You may have the cure for something in your brain right now because you're so calcified it can't come out. We don't even know.
It's inside of us. All of the cures are inside of us already. The solutions are inside of us, Brother Rashid. All of the solution and the answer to every question, the Almighty have already placed it inside of each and every one of us.
Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, we work well together. Myself and Shaq, he had me on his other show the other day.
Yes.
And we had a ball sharing.
Man, it was exciting.
It really was. And people love to hear information that's going to help them be a better person. So I don't want to die from any of these diseases. And I don't want my children to die from any of these diseases. I don't want my family members to die from any of these diseases. So that's important that we understand we need a wellness toolbox, and that wellness toolbox is the information that we talked about today that we can pull from as we put together our personal health and life plan. Meal charts, changing your eating habits, changing your drinking habits. As the sister was talking about, the water and ice cream and nuts. We haven't even got to the real thing. So we're going to concentrate on the brain. We're going to go down from the brain down to the neck, down to the spine, down to the heart, down to all the structural system, down to your kidneys, down to your lower tract, your knees, your elbows, your muscles, your cartilage, your veins. You know, we're going to cover all that this year.
Yes.
So you can walk out this year with a degree in you. Have your own personal degree in you just by listening on Tuesdays and sharing with others and making your family
I know
like
that's
that.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, the science of health and you. So, my brother, could you just give the breakdown on the three cleanses, and those who want that, they can always contact you. You know, we're not going to waste your time, because if you're not serious about you, then don't be serious about calling him, because he don't have time to waste. His phone is overflowing. And I was just telling him yesterday, he's going to be a secretary.
I know that's right.
It's so many people are going to be calling you. So we haven't gotten into dementia. We haven't gotten into strokes. We haven't gotten to Alzheimer's. This thing that we're talking about with the brain and the blood and the neurons, all of those particular things.
All of them.
Oh,
every decision that we make or do not make is affected.
It is so beautiful when you just understand, Abdul Shaheed. It's just so beautiful that God has created this magnificent body. Magnificent body.
Marvelous creation.
Yes. So we're going to give you your wellness and health, your wellness and health plan. We're going to help you with those things for those who want to self-advocate for themselves, take responsibility, want to educate, and have the hope that is needed to change your life. That's why we're here. So with that, my brothers, give us the three cleanses and give your closing remarks. I appreciate it. Forgive me, brother, for talking so much, man, but you turned me on.
You're fine. Hey, you do an excellent job.
Water falling on, I can't shut up, man. I'm telling you.
You're doing excellent job, Brother Rashid. And what I'd like to share first before I talk about those three cleansers is the assessment. You know, I put together a centimeter, have put together an assessment, and it's called the Period of Optimal Health. It has 31 symptoms indicating period of optimal health. 31. You can add more symptoms to this if you have them, other symptoms. If you have other symptoms, you can add to this. This is the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, it is our hopes that you will have fewer symptoms on the list that you will have to mark off. You have fewer symptoms. So you're going to make an assessment at the beginning of the year. In December, you check the same list that you put together. You should have fewer symptoms. So listen carefully, and you may have to go back and listen to the recording. Please do that. So we're going to repeat these so they will be recorded, and you can go back and listen to the recording. This is very important to take assess to take a self-rated metric. That's what this is, a self-rating metric. And you can see what symptom that you're already experiencing and add them up. Add up each symptom. If you have 10 on here that you have, you make a note of that, 10. By the end of the year, you should have fewer symptoms, not more symptoms. Fewer symptoms, Brother Rashid, right? You should have fewer symptoms if you're applying the information that we're talking about here today. Application is the key. This is therapeutic science that must be applied. Applied therapeutic science. If you don't apply the information, no benefit. So the period of optimal health factors, that's what this is. And you put one, you give one, a number one for each one of these symptoms that you may have already, each one of them on this list. The period of optimal health factor increases as the person age due to the following reason. These symptoms will increase for the following reason. Number one, the effects of gravity, the effects of gravitational force on our body. We have to overcome it, and we already shared how to do it. When we just leave our body to the forces will take over. Number two, the effects of atmospheric pressure on our cells. The effect of it, the atmosphere, the troposphere, where we happen to exist, will make us sick if we don't do something, if we're not proactive. Number three, the effect of negativity on our cells coming from other people, other human. The effects of negativity on our cells. Those three things will add more symptoms to this list if we're not careful, if we do not apply the rules and the laws of physics that we're speaking of here. So we're going to go through this list, and please take note. And if you have something that's not on this list, add them to this list. So you started out the year with a list of symptoms. At the end of this year, December, you should have fewer symptoms, fewer of them. Fewer, not more. But if you have more of them, you're not paying attention. Number one, if you have any swelling in your body, make a note. Mark it down. Check it off as one. If you're fatigued, fatigue is not having enough energy, exhaustion. There's a reason for it. Make a note. Urination, anomaly. If you're getting up 5 or 6 times a night, if you have urinary incontinence, where you can't get to the bathroom in time, make a note. Every one of these symptoms can be reversed, every one of them. And this is what we're going to be talking about throughout the year. Breathing anomaly. You have breathing problem, mucus problem. You have problem breathing, seasonal allergy, and all these things. Make a note. Number five, hot and cold anomaly. You're hot all the time. You're cold all the time. It's not normal. Those are anomalies. Make a note. Number six, mucus anomaly. Too much mucus. Mucus everywhere. Mucus in the throat, in the eye, in your bowel movement. Mucus everywhere. It's not supposed to be there. That's not normal. Number seven, coughing. Brother Rashid, you know we're not supposed to cough. We're not supposed to cough. Cough means electrical energy disruption. Our electrical flow is being disrupted, and we have to figure out what's disrupting it by ionizing it to remove it. If we cough, there's a reason, always a reason. Go to the source. Number eight, lightheadedness, which means vertigo. You're lightheaded. You bend down to pick up something, and you stand back up, and you're about to fall over because you're lightheaded. Nine, aches and pain. Our body is not supposed to ache and pain because our body produces 4 pain mitigators. And if you're not able to produce them and circulate them, you have constant pain and inflammation and aches all over the body. So all of these things can be reversed, every single one of them. Number 10, crackling in the joints. You move your arm, your elbow, things are cracking. Every time you walk, every time you get ready to sit down, bone popping and cracking. That's not normal. Make a note of it. Number 11, headaches or migraine. Not supposed to have headaches, especially in the back of the head. Very important to do something about it. Don't wait. Don't let it linger. 12, forgetfulness. We all know what that leads to. It leads to full-blown Alzheimer's if you don't do anything. You're not producing enough acetylcholine for memory. What is a human being without memory? A shell. That's what he is, or she is. Number 13, irritability, where everything irritates you. That's not a human being. That's something else. We're not supposed to be, everything not supposed to irritate us. We're supposed to be tolerant, understanding. So if you're irritable, there's a reason. 14, lack of focus. You can't focus on one thing. You're all over the place. Lack of focus. Many of these things will be acetylcholine, and your problem will be solved producing that every day. And the enzyme that goes with them. Number 15, just be patient. We'll be finished with this in a few seconds. Skin anomaly. Our skin is an indication of what's going on inside. Our hair, an indication of what's going on inside. Our nails are indication of what's going on inside. I don't need an x-ray to find out what's happening inside. Look at your skin, your hair, and your nail. We'll tell a trained cytometry, a doctor of cytometry, everything they need to know. Don't need no x-ray contaminating your cells, disrupting the cells. Look at the skin, hair, and nail. So if there's any anomaly, make a note. Mark it off here on this chart. Make up a chart and mark it off. Nail anomaly, eye anomaly, colon anomaly, digestive anomaly, heart anomaly, craving, if you have different craving, itching anomaly. There's a reason why we itch. There's a root cause for itching. You don't have to go through this. Dryness, dry skin, dry hair, dry scalp, dry vagina, dry anus. There's a reason for dryness. The osmosis mechanism is in disrepair. You must repair it. Sweat anomaly, weakness. You can't get up out of a chair. Weakness. Your foundation is beginning to become weaker and weaker. If you don't do something about it, you'll be paralyzed eventually. You don't want that to happen. Numbness. That's not normal. We're supposed to be able to feel our toes, our fingers, our leg. If we have numbness, there's a reason. Always a reason. So if you have numbness anywhere in the body, make a note on this form. Sleep anomaly, blood pressure anomaly, heart anomaly, blood test. You have a physical coming up this year, within the next few months. Put that blood test analysis aside and have your coach to go through it with you. Your doctor don't even have time now to go through the lab analysis to explain to you what those numbers mean. They don't have enough time to spend with you. They're so busy going to the next person and the next person and the next person. Those numbers mean something. Learn what they mean to monitor your own health. Take an assessment, like Brother Rashid have already said. So we'll be going over the 71 chemicals that's in our blood that they test during the lab exam. a lab analysis of our blood and what they mean. We'll be going through this information so everybody know when they get that report how to go through it and make an assessment. How well are you doing? Are you doing worse or are you doing better? And we all should be doing better and better and be just like Dr. Norton, where there's no anomaly, no disease markers in your body, disease free, free at last. So, Brother Rashid, I wanted to share that since we're at the beginning of the year, the first episode, that people can begin to monitor their own health. There's 31 symptoms here, and if you have other symptoms, add it to this list. And we're going to be checking these things off as the year goes by, God willing. We'd like to give our contact information. If anybody have a need to contact us, please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. If you have a need for a health coach to work with you, to hold your hand, to point you in the right direction, to help you master this and you can do it, Brother Rashid, the rules to health, the laws of physics are in our genes already. The Almighty has gifted us with the information, and they're already in our genes. We have to be able to access the information in our genes, and we're going to teach people how to do that. We're going to share information on how to do it. All of the rules, natural laws, universal laws, are recorded in our nuclear histone. They're there inside of us already. So please feel free to call us or send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Also, visit this website. This is the website for the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. amsos.org. We also have a program called Optimal Health on AM360 that most of you are familiar with. That's every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can call in to the live audience participation at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. The numbers again is 515-605-9891, 425-292-4253 to listen and to participate, to ask questions, to have your question answered, to share other information that you found out. We all are scientists and researchers now. Nobody's coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. There's another program that we have also. It's called Morning Tallinn. Every Saturday and Sunday, we start in a whole new episode. We've already began. I will be speaking for approximately 1 hour on this program. The program is 2 hours. We share other important information that people need to know. And all you have to do is simply call in to this number, 267-876-3649. 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-POUND. 289-2322-POUND. And this is every Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Brother Rashid, I would like for you to share the information on the science of health in you. And I will turn the mic over back to you. And I simply would like to say that we have enjoyed the last year working together with you, and we're looking forward to a whole new year to continue to share this enlightening information with people so they'll be empowered to take care of their own health and only use their doctor as a resource to go and have their physical done once or twice a year. That's it, to get their lab report, to find out what their numbers are, and be jumping up and down and say they see no anomaly in those numbers. So we'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone for tuning in and greet you with the greeting of peace in Arabic language, or Assalamu Alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you, Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, I don't hear anyone.
Okay. Yeah, so I, you know, this is a great New Year's resolution, my brother. Great New Year's resolution. And you laid out a nice, outstanding program, an assessment opportunity so we can begin to see ourselves grow and develop, and all the tools and resources that we need to have assistance, have information, have a website. We have so much to be thankful for and grateful for this upcoming year, and I look forward to doing my analysis. Where I'm at.
Absolutely. And this is how we do it.
Yeah, you know, and one of these things that you talked about, somebody on this line has one of these problems, two of these problems, 10 of these problems, or whatever it may be, and you know somebody else who has the same thing. It may be your child.
Yes.
Maybe your brother. Maybe your sister. Maybe your mother, father, uncle, aunt. So here's an opportunity for us to share and help our family members, help our community members, and more importantly, help our children. You know,
yes.
That is so important to me, and I'm always harp on it, so you may get sick of me talking about that, but there will be no future unless our children are in a state of mind to be able to transfer what we're giving them right now onto the next generation so we can be here.
Absolutely.
We need to be here, you know, and don't think we can't be eliminated. I mean, honestly, do not.
No, that's right. Real quick.
Yeah, we'll cover that next week as we go on, but we will get right back to where we started out with today. We set the stage and the standards for what we need to do, and I look forward to having this conversation with you even more so. And let me thank you so much for your time, and thank you for
sharing. Absolutely. You're welcome.
And we look forward to participating in your other programs as you have. So with that, we have concluded the Science of Healthy You every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. every single Tuesday. It's only $168 in a week. You mean to tell me you can't find 2 hours for yourself? $168 in a week, and you can't find 2 hours for yourself and for your family. This is
amazing.
A family affair. We should be at the kitchen table with the phone on speaker and listening, and everybody can participate. Here's a chance for you to bring your family together, bring your children together. And you go, and no, I'm going to tell you something. You let our children hear what we're talking about right now. Watch their mind. Watch them. They don't know this. They're looking for us for guidance. And here you got it. All you have to do is put the phone on the table, put it on speaker, and they will be guided to better health, better understanding, better mindset, and a better disposition and attitude. So with that, we want to share with you. We do have one hand that popped up here before you go, Brother Shaheed.
Yes.
And I want you to answer. I mean, they may just want to say, do you agree? Now, I don't know. 810-399. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Well, alaikum assalam. And this is the preacher Hadi calling from Flint, Michigan.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
It's always such an honor, and it's just the right time. I'm always queuing in to Dr. Rashid and his wife. And, you know, I mentioned his wife, but that's his wife. And that's the thing I tell you, that brothers, I ain't going to hold y'all up. I know you got to go. But I'm going to tell you this here. I'm talking to the brothers now. If you're really into what you're saying, when you come to that one, then that one becomes over you. And I appreciate your presentation this evening, Dr. Rashid. Your greatest.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
And for you, my dear Rashid, listen, darling,
yes,
I get your text, but let me tell you, you're kind of forgetting to put the time on there. I know you say, now everybody's supposed to already know this, but we don't mind being reminded.
I missed the time this week. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get out. I sent out about 200 different texts, and normally I put the time.
Darling, we are human, and we're so busy, let me tell you.
Yes.
We're so busy that we say, oh, Lord, just help me. And when we lay down, you know, we didn't work that day.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me know. I appreciate it because normally that time is right there. I was rushing.
Yes, sir.
So thank you for reminding me. Thank you.
Like, yes, sir. You know, it gets busy like that. But, because I want to keep up with you. And I got some things I want to share with you, too. So I'm going to give you a call.
All right. You got my number, 650-669-0458.
I'm thinking I got your number, but now let
you
me
do.
Get to my pen, and I'll
you
make sure
it.
I'll get it right now. If you don't mind, Ortiz and Husband Love, now don't y'all forget. You know I didn't forget to get y'all to get Husband Love.
Well, no, that's right.
You know I did. That's right. Tell them don't be playing, y'all. Okay, let me get this number.
Okay, 650-669-0458, and we want you to make sure that when you get this tape, if you came on late, I'll make sure you get the link for tonight's show, and you can go back and listen to it. It was such an outstanding presentation. I'm in a new dimension, this is the piece. I'm telling you, I'm going to sleep. I just don't know. But
I know.
I appreciate you calling in. If you need anything, just give us a call. Let us know. We'll be able to help.
Absolutely.
You, okay?
Alhamdulillah, you know I love you all dearly. Don't play. Give me a big old hug tight now. Give me a tight hug.
Yeah, you're getting a hug coming from us, all of us.
You know you included in this.
It
only be funny.
I've put it all the way from Flint, Michigan. Thank you so much.
I know that's right.
You're so welcome. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too as well.
May
this be our best year yet.
I didn't need it yet. But I did get it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I got it. So I went in on it too, but you know, but yeah, okay.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we do want to make sure that IWDM Radio continues on. You've already heard midways and what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to have Mark Shaheed come back on and share with us what's happening on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And we look forward to seeing you again next week. As I said before, make sure you pick up your telephone, a cousin, husband, sister, brother, friend, neighbor. Just call them up on the telephone. Just listen for a few minutes, and I guarantee they'll stay on the line. So God willing, watch your heed. Why don't you give us a close out with the final week's broadcasting here on IWDM Radio. This is the IWDM. Your host and engineer for tonight's show. Watch your heed. Your mic is open, Mark. Mark Shaheed, are you there? Your hand is raised.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We sure do. We hear you now. That big old voice. I know we can hear you real loud and clear. Go ahead, my brother. Something wrong with your phone, Mark?
Am I being heard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, we were already giving you Wednesday night's lineup and Thursday night here on IWDM Radio. It would be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir from the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL. Atlanta, Georgia. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we will be in our fourth of the mini-series in terms of effective, clear communication for to have a healthy, harmonious relationship. And Thursday, Karan and I will be doing a role-playing. Yes, we will write our own script, and we'll be doing some role-playing. We will do the incorrect in terms of communication, and the first 3 weeks with all the information, education we're giving you on communication, you will be the critics to tell us what is it that we did wrong, and then we will turn around and do it the right way, and you'll have to utilize your information and education that we've given on communication to say what it is that we've done right. So you want to tune in for that? That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. That's Thursday night, each and every Thursday night, IWDM Radio. And this Thursday is a special Thursday because after that two-hour production, once again, it'll be a special MGM roundtable, and the focus will be on one of probably the greatest world scientists that the world has ever known. That's on Dr. George Washington Carver. And we have a walking encyclopedia in Rashid Salaam. He will join me on that special MGM roundtable. And that would be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes. Yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 9 to 10 p.m. this Thursday. And what you didn't know about Dr. George Washington Carver in terms of the national holiday. So we'll have that information this Thursday. And then Friday, Salatul Jumu'ah Day, those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, they can come back to IWDM Radio with the email, Mikhail Sayer. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio, the longest-running production on IWDM Radio. Is Words Make People with the very distinguished esteemed host, email Mikhail Sayer, and it begins each and every Sunday afternoon. And it'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And it'll be a special dedication to the founder of IWDM Radio, Brother Colic, and you'll get a lot of great information in regards to him, his life, and how IWDM Radio actually began. So you want to tune in for that. And at the beginning of the week, you just heard it live here on IWDM Radio with the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salaam, the host of it, and his often recurring host is instructor Abdul Shaheed on the science of your health and you learning lab. And so this was an excellent learning lab, a lot of great information. Hope you took good, great notes. This happens each and every Tuesday right here on IWDM Radio. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And last but not least, let's make sure we keep our subscription to the Muslim Journal. And you have an opportunity, to help others with that. A family member, a friend, a colleague, or a neighbor, or maybe a pioneer, or maybe a local library. So, with that being said, Rashid Salaam and Abdul Shaheed, this has been an excellent production tonight here on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. So, until next time, I do want to say, let's please remember our beloved sister Baiza, Dr. Baiza Muhammad, one of the outstanding distinguished hosts there on our sister station, AM 360 Radio. She transitioned about a week ago. Let's keep her in our duas. We ask that Allah bless her soul, forgive her faults, sins, errors, and shortcomings in this life. And if it's Allah's will and by his permission, that he met her to the paradise. And we say, I mean to that. So we do want to leave you with this new year, upcoming new year, with our theme for this year, which is free yourself in 2023 by thinking with the Quran. So we ask that you do tune in for the upcoming shows. And so until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always.
I just want to ask a question.
Salaam alaikum back to you.
Who really cares?
Salaam.
You're listening.
Save a world in despair.
We want to think
who
what
really
cares.
Cares.
And we need to try to close out and we talk about it.
Now come a time.
We've been so
now come a time when the world won't be singing. When the world won't be singing. Flowers won't grow. Flowers won't grow. No. Bells won't be ringing. No bells won't be ringing. Who really cares? Who really cares? Who's willing to try? Who is willing to try? To save a world
to save a world
that's destined to
that
die.
Is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow,
really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame,
what a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Is to blame.
We can't stop living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save.
That's all, folks. Sam Wiggle.